礼拜我们讲哪一点呢
？Last week what did we talk about？
从律法里面表现了上帝的三个本性。
We see that from the laws there are three attributes of God。
我们谈到了两个。
We talk about
我们提过了上帝的圣洁。
We spoke about the holiness of God。
我们提到了上帝的良善。
We talk about the goodness of God。
这就是上个礼拜的题目。
These are the topics。
今天我们要从上帝的公义来看人性。
And today we want to look at the justice of God。
因为人是按照上帝的形象样式造的。
We have been made in the image and likeness of God。
上帝是公义的上帝。
And God is a just God。
所以人有具有公义的形象在我们里面。
And so we have the image of justice。
我们常常会感到一个见义勇为的人是一个伟大的人。
We often think that a person who will stand up for other people is a great person。
一个充满正义的这种脾气的人是个可佩服的人。
And we admire people with a temperament of justice。
这表示什么呢
？What does this mean？
表示我们生命中间有一个东西是人价值的一个根基。
It means that there is something in our life on which our values are based。
所以义就变成人尊贵的一个本质了。
Righteousness becomes why we are honorable。
为什么义这么重要呢
？Why is righteousness so important？
因为义就是上帝的本质。
Righteousness is what God is all about。
当人照着上帝的形象样式造的时候
，And when we are made in God's image and likeness，
人具有公义的本性。
We have the nature of righteousness。
人有行义的责任。
We have the responsibility to do right。
义就变成我们共同遵从的一个本质了。
And so justice become what we all want。
为什么关公在中国历史中间这么重要呢
？Why would the Chinese admire 关公？
因为他是最忠最义的一个将军。
He is considered as a general who is most loyal and most right。
这个忠义的事迹。
And that this incident of his loyalty
就是使关公呢名垂千古的原因。
Enabled him to be famous for so many generations。
关公是一个人。
But 关公 is a person。
是一个上帝按照自己形象造的人。
A person made in God's own image。
当把他这个忠义的本质把它放在生活里面行出来的时候。
When you do righteousness and loyalty in your life。
他就成为很多人的榜样。
He became an example for many
people. 那我们今天是一个属于上帝的人。
Today we are all people who belong to God.
我们到底有没有表彰上帝的义呢
？But have we manifested His righteousness?
因为当上帝拯救人的时候
，When God saved man,
他是要叫人因信称义。
He wanted us to be made righteous.
那又叫一个已经称义的人因信得生。
And a person who is made righteous to live by faith.
所以全本圣经提到人的时候。
When the Bible talks about man,
就有这两个层次。
There are two areas.
我们犯罪以后
，After we have sinned,
我们可以因信成为义人。
We can become righteous by faith.
我们称义以后
，After we are made righteous,
我们可以因信得着新的生活。
Because of faith, we have new life.
所以这个新的生命
，This new life,
新的生活
，A new lifestyle,
就把这义把它带到更高的层次。
Will bring righteousness to a higher level.
而且义是神的本质。
Righteousness is part of God.
义也是上帝道德的本性。
It is the nature of God.
所以当上帝把这一个部分放在我们生命里面的时候
，And when God placed this portion into our life,
我们就有像上帝的本质。
We will have essence that is like God.
但我们如果一直让罪来控制我们的生活
，But if our life is always controlled by sin,
我们虽然有上帝的本质，但是没有上帝的形象样板。
Although we may have the essence of God, we will not have His image and likeness.
我们的生活就不像上帝。
And our lifestyle will not be like God.
所以今天我们要思想上帝的义到底这件是怎样的事情。
And today we want to think in depth about the righteousness of God.
因为上帝是义的。
Because God is righteous.
所以一个像上帝的人可以被称为是个义人。
A person who is like God is then called a righteous man.
那么在圣经里面，义人这个名词是很重要的。
In the Bible, the word righteous man is very important.
上帝曾经称呼亚伯拉罕是义人。
God considered Abraham as righteous.
上帝曾经称呼约伯是一个义人。
And considered Job as righteous.
上帝曾经称呼挪亚是一个义人。
God considered Noah as righteous.
圣经里宣布罗德是一个义人。
The Bible also declared Lot to be righteous.
新约又提到约瑟是一个义人。
The New Testament said Joseph was righteous.
那么这个义人这个名称呢？
Righteous man,
就好像在中国的孔子书里面所讲的君子的这个地位
is similar to the phrase gentleman in Confucian thought.
中国人也有提到义的问题
The Chinese talk about righteousness as well.
君子的问题,
about how a gentleman should behave.
我们提到圣人的问题,
how a sacred person should behave.
提到大人的问题,
how a great person should behave.
这些的相对词就是小人。
A contrast to this would be a despicable person.
所以小人根本没有资格被称为是义人。
A despicable person is unworthy to be called righteous.
小人根本更没有资格被称为是一个君子。
And certainly he is not a gentleman.
更没有资格被称为是个圣人。
Or a sacred person.
一个小人的心肠窄小。
A despicable person is narrow-minded.
做事逼迫。
And the way he do things is despicable.
言辞下流。
And he speak of despicable things.
存心是利己。
He only wants things for himself.
是不思想是非的问题。
He would not think about right or wrong.
所以这些小人根本是人中间已经不像人的人。
All these despicable persons are indeed unhuman life.
神创造人的时候,
when God made man,
要人像上帝。
He wanted us to be like him.
人能够像上帝的本质。 本来已经放在人的里面了。
And this very essence for us to be like him is placed in us.
这就是人原先本来有的义。
This is the original righteousness.
但这个义已经离开了。
But this righteousness has left us.
所以罪就控制了我们的生命。
And we are being controlled by sin.
这样我们看见义跟罪就变成两个相对的名词了。
And so righteousness and sin become opposing terms.
如果孔子的书里面所讲的话是君子跟小人的对比。
If we consider Confucius to talking about gentlemen and
despicable men,
the Bible doesn't talk about a good man versus evil man.
是义人跟罪人的对比。
But the contrast between a righteous man and a sinner.
善人跟恶人的对比是宗教层次的对比。
When you talk about good person and an evil person, it is about religion.
义人跟罪人的对比是救赎性有关于生命的问题。
But when you contrast between the righteous man and the sinner, it's about salvation and life.
义就超过了善行的范围了。
Righteousness itself therefore surpasses good works.
一个人是一个好人,
if a person is a good person,
表示他的行为,他的伦理比别人更高,
it means that his ethics and actions are better than others.
但一个人是一个义人,
but when you say someone is righteous,
这个人一定在神面前有神给他特别的评价,神给他特别的地位。
Before God, this person would have a special status.
所以当新约圣经提到因信称义的时候,
when the New Testament talk about righteousness through
这个称义不是等于说呢，把他当作没有犯罪的好人就算了。
This righteousness is not simply considering someone as not a sinner.
这个称义包含了上帝自己的义加在他的身上。
This righteousness includes the righteousness of God added to that person.
为什么要把上帝自己的义加在他的身上呢？
Why is there a necessity to add to him the righteousness of God?
因为他原先被造按照上帝形象样式而有的那个义。
Because he has lost the original righteousness that God has given to him when he was made.
需要重新把上帝的义加在他的身上。
There is therefore a need to add on once again the righteousness of God.
上帝义要怎样加在人的身上呢？
But how is this righteousness added?
只有透过耶稣基督。
Only through Jesus Christ.
所以一个因信基督而被称义的人。
A person who is made righteous because he believed in Jesus.
一方面上帝不再计较他所犯的罪哦。
On the one hand, God would remember his sin no longer.
不再算他是罪人。
No longer consider him as a sinner.
现在把他的罪赦免了，把义的身份给他。
Forgiven in his sin, but given a righteous status.
那这是一个消极的层次。
This is how we look at it passively.
比较积极的层次是什么呢？
But a more active view.
上帝自己的义，借着耶稣基督的死。 加在他的身上。
Is that the righteousness of God through the death of Jesus Christ is added upon him?
所以这个层面是没有一个宗教曾经讲过的事情。
This anger is not something that other religion can portray.
所以罗马书第三章告诉我们，
Romans chapter 3 says,
我们因信就领受了从上帝而来的义。
Because of our faith, we receive the righteousness that comes from God.
那马丁路德明白这件事情的时候，
When Martin Luther understood this,
他说我把我的罪交在十字架上，
He said that I have placed my sin upon the cross.
让基督担当我应当受的刑罚，
And Christ took on the punishment that was mine.
基督背负了我的罪债，
He took on my sin.
然后基督从十字架上把上帝的义赐给我，
And from the cross, Christ gave me the righteousness of God.
这个义不是不当作罪人，免去你的刑罚，就变成义人的那种义。
This righteousness is not simply when you are not considered a sinner and escape punishment.
更积极的把上帝自己的义放在我们的身上。
But it is a lot more dynamic when the righteousness of God is placed upon us.
那么义这个字到底什么意思呢？
But what does righteousness mean?
我们从全本圣经把它完全观察再归纳起来的话，
When we look at the entire Bible,
我们看见圣经里面所提到的义有很多不同的层次。
We see that the Bible talk about righteousness in many ways.
所以把这地的层次把它归纳起来的时候，
When we summarize all this,
你就得到了几个很大的总原则。
There are a few very important general principles.
一个义人是一个怎么样的人呢？
What sort of person is a righteous person?
是一个正直的人。
He is a person who is straight.
一个义人是一个诚实的人。
A person who is honest.
一个人是一个真诚的人，叫做义人。
A person who is genuine.
而且他是忠诚、信实、可靠的人。
He is also a person who is faithful and loyal.
所以一个义人是一个正直的人，不是弯弯曲曲的人。
So a righteous person is a person who is genuine and has integrity.
不是满口虚谎的人。
Not a person whose lips is deceitful.
不是朝秦谋除的人。
Or a person who changes his mind from morning to night.
不是一直改变的人。
A person who is always changing.
正直、诚实、可信、忠诚的人。
A person who is straight, who is faithful and trustworthy.
这是第一个方面。
This is the first aspect.
所以当你结交朋友的时候，
So when you have friends,
你看见有很多不同的人性，有不同的习惯，跟不同结交朋友的办法，在你的经验的里面。
In your experience, you find that there are so many different people in the world.
有的人讲话，一就是一，二就是二。
Some people meant what they say.
有的讲话，你从来不知道他讲的到底是在讲什么。
But some people, you never know what they truly mean.
所以他讲的是过瘾，你听出方言出来了。
And so maybe he's speaking Chinese.
你从来不知道他在讲什么。
But he sounds as if he's speaking tongues.
我最近有一件很难过、很难过的事情。
Recently, something saddened me very much.
因为我有一个同工，我以为是最好的，也是最信任的，盼望我死的时候，整个教会都交给他的最信任的一个同工。
I have a co-worker that I thought is the best. I thought when I die, I will give him the church.
现在我已经发现他根本不是我想象的那个人。
But I have discovered he is not a person I thought he is.
平常你跟他讲他说是，原来完全不是。
And normally when you speak to him, everything he said yes, but in reality it was a no.
那我认识了二十年，我才发现我根本不认识他。
But I thought I had known him for 20 years.
所以他去读书的时候，
When he went to study,
我们就一直支持他，而且一直都不成，都到九年、十年还不回来。
We supported him and he studied for about 9 years after failing many times.
每次问他，他说是，但一直不回来。
Every time we ask him, he said yes, but he never returned.
所以有人就传回来了。
And so some people went to find out.
他已经申请了居民证了。
That he has applied for citizenship.
他一不是居民证，是residence. 他已经拿到了 permanent residence.
He has received his PR.
所以他大概不能回来了。
So he will not return.
我们还是盼望他回来。
But we still hope for him to return.
这样，这差不多九年的时间。
For 9 years.
我们一共寄了$180,000支持他。
We have supported him with $180,000.
从来没有一封信说谢谢。
He has never sent a letter of thanks.
我请他一年回来两次教课。
I ask him to return twice a year to teach.
九年只有回来三次。
He has returned.
我还是相信他。
But I still believe him.
我最近才发现我是很笨的人。
Recently, I discovered I'm quite naive.
那么我盼望你们听我很笨的人不会更笨就是了。
I hope that you do not become as naive as I was.
最后怎么办呢？
In the end,
他后来跟我谈话，电话完了以后，
after he had a teleconversation,
第一封信回来，
the first letter he sent back,
就是我辞去一切的职分，
is that I resign from all my posts.
那么不再解清楚。
He will not explain.
我盼望他再解释。
I wanted more explanation.
他不解释。
He will not give.
现在已经回到印尼了。
Now he has returned to Indonesia.
自己开讲座。
He had his own seminar.
跟教会完全没有关系。
Without relationship.
我想为什么你起初要拿这些钱呢？
But I asked why would you take this money in the beginning?
为什么你要用这么多的钱，结果完全不在我们中间呢？
But in the end, you will not serve with us.
所以我才知道他平常是，根本不是。
Then I realized that when he said yes, it was not true.
我恍然大悟。
Suddenly I realized this.
我发现我不认识过他。
And I discovered I really did not know him.
或者他从来没有真正认识我。
Or that he had never knew me.
为什么呢？
Why?
在彼此认识的事情上。
In this matter where we know each other,
人要开诚布公，
we need to be genuine，
人要赤诚相待，
and be open to one another，
人要真真实实、正正直直的把自己介绍给别人。
And in all honesty, introduce ourselves to the other party.
这是义人的第一部分。
This is the first portion of righteousness.
世界是个充满虚谎的世界。
This world is a world of deceit.
教会怎么可以弯弯曲曲呢？
How can the church use the same method?
教会怎么可以云云长长呢？
How can there be hidden things in church?
教会可以完全没有办法真正把自己很正直的介绍给别人呢？
How can the church not introduce itself correctly to others?
所以义人的第一个总原则，
the first general principle of righteousness,
做一个正直的人，
is to be a straight person,
做一个真诚的人，
a person who is trustworthy,
做一个讲话速算负责任的人，
a person who is responsible for all that we say.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
真直的人就是一个义人，
a honest person is a righteous
person. 我们是不是义人呢？
Are we righteous?
这是第一个原则。
This is the first principle.
义的第二个原则是什么呢？
The second principle
是一个公正的人，
is justice.
对每一个人有同样的看法，同样的尊重，一律看待的一种公义的表现的人。
A person who treats other everyone equally.
我们可以不可以看见有钱人来，我们就多一条尾巴摇来摇去呢？
Can we just simply please those people who are rich?
我们可以不可以对穷的人，我们就作威作福，好像叱咤风云的大人物一样的呢？
And then despise and bully those who are poor.
我们对看见有地位来的人，我们是不是唯命是听的人呢？
Do we become obedient when people come with high social status? 我看见
社会里面身份卑微的人，我们是不是呢非常严厉的对待他们呢？
Or do we treat those who are of a lower status sternly?
这种对人有偏心的人不是义人。
A person who is biased towards others.
一个义人对高的、低的、富的、贫的人都一律同等的看待。
A righteous person will treat everybody equally regardless of their wealth or status.
这是一件不容易的事情。
It is not easy to do.
特别是这个唯利是图的社会中间，
especially when we look at a world that is based on profit.
许多人的表现不是如此的。
Many people would not be in this way.
基督徒一定要遵循这个原理。
But Christians need to be obedient to this principle.
我这一生最讨厌的两种人。
In my life, I dislike two type of people.
一种是对上摇尾巴，对下作威作福，尽量欺压。
The first type would be obedient to those who are rich, but then would bully those who are lowly.
第二种的人呢？
The second type.
对上面尽量反抗，尽量挑剔，对下面用钱、用其他的事情、用甜头收买，让人家顺服他。
The second type would be people who opposes those who have power, but then bribe those who do not.
这两种人在我心里中间是没有地位的。
Both these sorts of people have no status in my heart.
我总是远远离开这两种人。
I often would stay far away from them.
所以我自己在我的教会里面，
within my own church,
我绝对不让人特别亲近我，要从我得到好处。
I would not let people get close to me to benefit from me.
我也特别不要让有钱的人用他的钱收买我，使我听他的话。
And I certainly would not be bought by the rich.
这样我一定要很公正的、很中立的，在神的面前成为唯有顺从上帝、只听上帝话的仆人。
And so I want to be a servant of God who is neutral, who will only answer to God.
今天我们是不是愿意做一个这样的人呢？
Are we willing today to be such a person?
一个义人子，一个正直诚实的人。
A righteous person is an honest person with integrity.
一个义人子，一视同仁，不偏待人的人。
A righteous person is a person who will treat everybody equally.
公正、公义跟公平。
He is just, he is fair.
这是上帝自己的本性。
This is what God himself is about.
这种本质已经放在人的里面了。
And this essence has been placed in us.
所以当我们还做小孩子的时候，
When we are still a child,
我们没有什么学问。
We may not be true learners.
我们没有知识。
We are not knowledgeable.
我们没有研究过哲学。
We have not studied philosophy.
但我们对我们的父母亲有一个很基本的要求。
But we have a most fundamental demands from our parents.
就是爸爸妈妈，你没有钱，我不会嫌你，你长得难看，甚至你是残废的，我也不会丢弃你。但是请你不要在兄弟中间用偏心的办法、不公义的办法来教导我们。
We will not despise our parents because they are not rich or they are not good looking or even if they are handicapped. But what we want from them is fairness among all siblings. Many children will not mind that their parents are not rich.
他们也没有嫌弃父母亲不够英俊，不够美丽，或者不够堂皇的外表。
Or would they mind that their parents are not pretty good looking people?
但是当做父母之偏心教导儿女的时候，孩子们的内心深处受了慢性的磨杀。
But when the parent is biased towards the children actually are committing slow suicide.
因为上帝创造他们的时候， 把这公义的要求，把公义的本质放在他们的里面。
Because when God made him, God has placed in him the demand for justice.
你们听这些话的人要谨慎怎样对待你的儿女。
Those of you who hear these words must be cautious in the way you treat your children.
不要忘记，雅各给约瑟买了一件彩衣，害了约瑟一生一世受了很多的痛苦。
Do not forget that because Jacob bought for Joseph a coat of multicolor, he was then in danger.
因为小小的孩童的心里面对公义的要求是神的形象样式在他里面的一个证据。
Although a child is very young, he has the demand for justice, evidence of God's image.
这是第二方面。
This is the
一个义人是个正直的人。
That a righteous man is a straightforward person.
一个义人不是口是心非的人。
He is not a person that is deceitful in his mouth.
一个义人不是弯弯曲曲的人。
Or a person that takes deceitful manner.
一个义人不是善行诡计的人。
Or a person that have all kinds of sly tricks.
正直就是义的一个态度。
Righteousness comes with integrity.
一个义人是个公正的人。
A righteous man is also a just man.
对每一个人他有同样的看法。
He will treat all in the same way.
我们的主在这方面成了我们历史历代永远的榜样。
And our Lord has become our example for all generations.
耶稣可以指着叙利王，把他的罪把他点出来。
Jesus Christ could point at King Herod and tell him of his
耶稣可以按手在那些大麻风被社会丢弃的身上，医治他们的疾病。
But he can also place his hand on a leper to heal them.
耶稣接受了最大的罪人。
Jesus Christ would accept the greatest sinner.
耶稣拒绝了最小的罪恶。
And reject the smallest sin.
他实在是义人最伟大的一个榜样。
Indeed, he is the greatest example of righteousness.
没有一个人到我面前来是我丢弃他们的。
He says, not a single person that come before me would be forsaken.
但是当叙利王要求他行神迹的时候，
But when King Herod demanded a miracle,
基督绝对不会为权势做一些不必要的表演。
Jesus Christ would not perform for him because he's powerful.
我们的主是有正直有公义的圣者。
Our Lord is indeed the Holy One who is righteous.
你要知道什么叫做人性吗？
Do you want to know what humanity is?
你要知道怎么样好好做人吗？
Do you want to know how to live your life?
定睛注意耶稣基督生活的一切的小点。 你会看见你应当做一个怎样的人。What
you need to do is pay attention every single detail of the lifestyle of Jesus Christ.
第三样，一个义人是个怎样的人呢？
Thirdly, what sort of person is a righteous man?
一个义人是用真理装满自己生命的人。
A righteous person is a person who fills his life with the truth.
因为上帝创造我们的时候，
When God created us,
就把一些的空间放在我们里面。
There are some empty spaces given to us.
我们的需要我们都知道的。
We all know our needs.
我们有肉体的需要。
We have physical needs.
我们有食物的需要。
We need to eat.
我们有性的需要。
We have sexual needs.
我们有感官功能的需要。
We have emotional needs.
我们有明白事理的需要。
We need to understand.
我们有情欲上的需要。
We have emotional needs.
我们有生命交流上的需要。
We have a need to have relationships.
这些不同的许多的需要。
So many different needs.
请问你把什么当作是最主要的呢？
The question is, what is most important for you?
如果你用你的情欲当作你整个生命的动力的话，
If the desire, if your desires become the force in your life,
那你就满足了你的心意的需要，你过的生活就像动物一样的生活。
And you just want to satisfy your sexual needs, then you are just like an animal.
如果你只把物欲跟食物当作你最大的需要，
But if you think that food and material is your greatest need,
那么你是供应的，你所供养的，就是个肉体，这个物质的身体，而不是心灵的事情。
What you are feeding is your physical body and not your heart.
结果你多健壮，多肥壮，你还是一个像死人、像畜类一样很可怕的活物。
No matter how healthy you may be, you are just like a living animal.
但是如果你是一个真正把真理当作你人生重要的这个内容的追求者。
But if you are a person that seek after the truth in your life,
你就让上帝的道丰丰富富充满你。
You will let the word of God fill you with all abundance.
然后用这个充满真理的生命作为中原则来处理你其他的需要。
And with this abundance of truth, you will use your life to treat all other things.
整个生活的程序都顺着正道的规则而行了。
And the order of your entire life will then follow the truth.
所以圣经告诉我们，
The Bible says,
你要保守你的心，过于保守一切。
You need to preserve your heart more than anything else.
一生的果效是从心里发出来的。
All the works of your life will come first from your heart.
圣经又告诉我们，
The Bible also says,
你要常常纪念，常常思想天上的事情。
You must always remember things of heaven.
用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富隐藏在你的心中。
With all wisdom, hide the wisdom of Christ in your heart.
希腊人认为思想是最重要的。
The Greek think that reasoning is most important.
一个人能够用思想来管理他的情感。
So when a person can control his emotion with his reason,
再用他的情感来控制他的性欲，
and then use his reason to control his sexual desire,
这个人就是有智慧的人。
The Greek thing of this person is wise.
但是很可惜，希腊人的思想跟智慧到这里就结束了。
But the Greek stops at this level.
那么圣经给我们的看法跟希腊哲学的教导有什么不同呢？
The difference between biblical teaching and Greek teaching,
因为希腊人走到最后走了一条死路，
is that in the end the Greek goes into a dead end.
我用我的正确的思想引导我的情感。
I want to use my reason to guide my emotion.
用我的情感来引导我的性欲。
And then use my emotion to guide my sexual desires.
这种人是高尚的人。
And this type of person is of a higher status.
让性欲来引导他整个其他的生命元素的人是下流的人。
But the person who is guided by sexual desires are despicable people.
但是当你问希腊人，
But if you were to ask
我用思想引导我的情感跟情欲的时候，这是高尚的人，我接受。
I accept that a person who can do that, guiding his emotion and sexual desires.
但是谁引导我的思想呢？
The question then is who will guide my reason?
他们也没有答案了。
The Greek would not have an answer.
这些哲学家都是用堕落以后人已经犯罪的理性作为引导整个生命的最高的一个权威。
All these philosophers are using fallen reason to guide humanity.
所以圣经告诉我们，
The Bible says,
圣灵使你想起耶稣讲过的话语。
The Holy Spirit will remind you of the teachings of Christ.
表示你的思想不是终极性最高的权威。
It means that your reason is not the highest authority.
启示真理的灵成为引导你的思想的最高的权威。
It is the spirit that inspired and revealed the truth. It is the highest authority.
所以一个义人是个怎么样的人呢？
So what sort of person is a righteous person?
让上帝的真理充满他的内心。
He is a person that fills his heart with the truth of God.
让上帝的真理引导他的思想。
And his reason is guided by the truth of God.
让真理的圣灵用圣经光照他的生命。
A person who is illuminated by the spirit of truth with the word of God.
这个义的内容就是真理的一个内容。
The content of righteousness, therefore, is that of truth.
当你用真理成为你生命内容的时候，
When your life has the truth,
然后这真理就给你好像罗盘一样的方向，使你在决定一切事情上的时候，有真正的智慧引导你。
And this truth will become like a compass in your life that will guide you in every way.
这个义的第三个层次。
This is the third area of righteousness.
第四个层次是什么呢？
The fourth area,
就是对罪恶的威严。
Is the authority towards sin.
当一个人有上帝的真理在他的心中，
When a person has the truth of God in his heart,
有自身的真道如同指南针一样成为他的定向，
When his life is directed by the compass of the word of God,
那么他绝对不会跟罪妥协了。
He will not then compromise with sin.
他绝对不会随便玷污污秽的环境中间。
Or just simply stain himself in this environment.
更不会为了一点的利害出卖自己的正直的本性。
And he will not betray his righteousness for a little bit of profit.
这样的一个人，
a person like that,
他就有一个对罪威严的一个回应了。
Will then have a response of authority towards sin.
当一些错误的、败坏的事情临到他身上的时候，
when he encounters things that are sinful,
他会一板面孔，马上用很严厉的态度来拒绝这些的诱惑。
He will reject all this temptation with a very stern attitude.
这样的人叫做义人。
A person like this is a righteous man.
义人千千万万。不是嬉皮笑脸随便跟人走的人。
A righteous person is not just somebody who is comical and just follow anyone he wants.
一个义人是胸有成竹，心灵里面有定见，用很严责、有很严责性的权威来抗拒那些败坏的事情的人。
He is a person that is confident in his heart, convicted of the right thing, and is able to withstand the right wrong thing.
今天我们的生活失败。
Today we are lost in our life.
我们的行为不检点。
We are wrong in our doing.
都是因为在最重要的时刻，我们失去了对罪威严的态度。
Very often it's because we have lost the power and authority towards sin.
我们就在那一刻中间，我们把自己出卖掉了。
At that very moment, we will betray ourselves.
我们道德持守的严谨性松懈掉了。
We are not strong and we are loosened in our adherence to the truth.
我们忘记我们应当站在一个非常有立场、有骨头的这种地位中间来抗拒这些败坏的事情。
We forget that we ought to reject all these things with principles in our life.
你今天领受了一个义人的形象。
Today we have received the image of righteousness.
你就明白你是按照上帝的形象造的是什么意思。
You will then understand what it means to be made in the image and likeness of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
一个义人是一个正直的人。
A righteous person is an upright person.
一个义人是一个公正的人。
He is a just person.
一个义人是一个用真理装满自己的人。
He is a person that fills himself with the truth.
一个义人是一个用威严来对付罪恶的人。
He is a person that can stand against sin.
第五样，一个义人是对自己有很严格的要求，使自己常常行在圣洁的道途中间的人。
A righteous person is a person who demands sternly of himself that he may live holy life.
所以圣经给我们看到的所有的义人，
all the righteous person in the Bible,
他们都是过圣洁生活的人。
Are people who led holy lives.
他们跟世人不同的地方，
the difference between them and other people,
他们约束自己的行为，
is that they constrain their actions.
他们守在纪律的里面行。
And they live in discipline.
他们不会越过圣经里面所教导的这些道德的范围。
They would not go beyond the boundaries of ethics of the Bible.
不让各样邪恶的事情玷污自己的灵性。
They would not allow their spirituality to be stained by sin.
他们很严肃地过一个圣洁的生活。
They are people who live holy life with a very stern attitude.
这些人是义人。
These are righteous persons.
因为有圣洁的生活在他心中，
because he lived holy lives,
所以他们就哀怜那些犯罪的人。
They have compassion towards those who are sinful.
圣经新约告诉我们，罗德是一个义人。
The New Testament declared Lot to be righteous.
他又那些为犯罪的四周的人，一心常常伤痛。
Because he is saddened by the amount of sin around him.
你看见人家犯罪，是不是感谢主？不是我，是他，表示我比他好一点点。
When you see somebody sinning, do you say thanks be to God? It's him and not me.
你看见别人跌倒，你是感谢主给我机会表现我比他更圣洁。
When you look at somebody who falls in sin, would you say that God is making me holy?
一个落井下石，一个幸灾乐祸的人，绝对不是一个义人。
A person who is happy that others are fallen surely is not righteous.
一个人是义人，他看见世界的人在忧伤中间，他与他们一同忧伤。
A righteous person will grieve with those who are grieving.
当世界的人没有犯罪以前，他看见这个罪恶的趋势来到了，他为他们先提心吊胆。
And before the world goes into the sin, the righteous person will warn them and be worried for them.
罗德为义人。许多犯罪的人，他一心常常伤痛。
Lot was a person that was often grieved by the sins around him.
所以他看世界的道德每况愈下。
When he looked at how the morality of the world was spinning out of control,
人心不古,
when he realized that human hearts had turned against God,
敬畏上帝的时候,
that when no one fears God anymore,
他心中非常难过,
he was deeply saddened.
他的一心伤痛,
his heart of righteousness was sad.
这是个义人的表现。
This is how a righteous person should behave.
不但如此,
not only this,
义人也不要别人蒙羞。
The righteous man would not want others to suffer in shame.
他不随便亲手加害在别人的身上。
He would not harm others easily.
所以圣经提到，当约瑟看见玛利亚怀孕的时候。
The Bible says that when Joseph discovered that Mary was pregnant,
他清楚知道自己跟他没有发生过性的关系。
He knew that he did not have sexual relationship with her.
怎么玛利亚是我的爱人，是我的真正爱，要预备跟他结婚的人，跟我没有发生关系会怀孕呢？
Why would this girl that I love be pregnant before we even have a relationship?
所以他不是众人面前把他大大羞辱一番。
He did not call the people together and humiliate her.
他就暗暗把玛利亚要休了。
What he wanted to do was to divorce her quietly.
因为他是一个义人。
Because he was righteous.
但你看见他对自己过圣洁的生活。
He himself would live holy lives.
但如果看到别人不够圣洁的话。
But when he discovered that others do not.
他用爱心去遮盖别人。
In love, he tried to conceal others.
原来呢，他不知道玛利亚所受的胎是从圣灵而来，不是在性的事情上一个越轨的行为。
At that time, he did not know that the conception was by the Holy Spirit.
那么圣经就把这些义人的生活
，The Bible recorded all this life of the righteous.
义人处事的办法
，The way they solve their problems in life.
义人对别人所有的态度。
The kind of attitude the righteous persons have towards others,
都记载下来了。
The Bible recorded all of these things,
成为我们的榜样。
To become examples for us,
成为我们学习的一个模范。
That they will become models for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
你是一个义人吗？
Are you a righteous person?
你记得你是按照上帝的形象样式造的。
Remember that you have been made in the image and likeness of God.
上帝是公义的上帝。
God is a righteous God.
上帝把公义的本质放在我们里面。
And he has given us elements of righteousness.
所以我们每一个人就有义心，有义行的可能。
Every one of us therefore has a possibility of a heart of righteousness and action of righteousness.
基督徒不是单从自然的被造中间领受了义的本质而已。
Christians do not just receive this image based this righteousness based on his image.
基督徒是从超自然的救赎之中间领受了义的真正的恢复。
But Christians are people who receive the true reconstitution of the faith.
所以法利赛人有他的义。
So a Pharisee may be righteous.
法利赛人义是遵行律法的义。
But his righteousness comes from following the laws.
法利赛人义是尽量行善的义。
His righteousness comes from good works.
法利赛人的义是与人相比的义。
The Pharisee's righteousness comes from comparison.
法利赛人禁食一个礼拜两次。
They may fast twice a week.
法利赛人不犯奸淫，不勒索，也不做那些亏心的事情。
The Pharisees will not commit adultery or do anything bad.
法利赛人背诵圣经，奉献十分之一。
The Pharisee will memorize the Bible and tithe.
今天许多基督徒一听到法利赛人这四个字，我们就先看不起他们。
Today, many Christians will first despise a Pharisee.
让我们今天晚上纠正这个观念。
This evening, let us correct this concept.
圣经里面所讲的法利赛人比今天许多最好的这些长老还更爱主。
Many of the Pharisees described in the Bible loved a lot more than many elders and deacons today.
你们中间有哪几个人是真正把十分之一交出来的呢？
How many of us are people who truly would die to the Lord?
你们有哪几个人为了上帝的工作每个礼拜进食两次的呢？
How many of us would fast twice a week for the work of God?
你们就中间有哪一个人从来没有勒索，没有敲诈别人的钱财的呢？
How many of us would dare proclaim that we have never swindled other people?
你们中间的哪一个人从来没有找妓女，没有犯过奸淫的人？
Or is there anyone who has never committed adultery?
所以法利赛人实在地行了律法中间要求的义。
The Pharisees have tried to fulfill the righteousness of the law.
法利赛人照着他们所知道的道德的规条，尽心尽性去行出他们所知道的。
Based on what they know, they tried their best to live the life.
所以法利赛人有法利赛人的义。
So a Pharisee had the Pharisee's righteousness.
那么你说，巴利赛人的义毛病在哪里呢？
But what was the problem?
因为他这里建立的义是为自己的荣耀。
Their righteousness was established for their own glory.
他这里是为了夸口他们遵行了多少律法。
To boast about how much laws they can follow.
所以神看这种宗教性的义是不够资格的。
This sort of religious righteousness is not worthy for God.
所以耶稣基督说，
Jesus Christ said,
你们的义如果没有胜过法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
If you are not righteous over the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of God.
胜过法利赛人的义是怎样的义呢？
But what sort of righteous will win over that of the Pharisees?
救赎性的义。
It is the righteousness of salvation.
我们原先被造的时候，因为上帝是公义的，我们按照上帝的形象样式造，所以我们被造的原先已经有上帝的义的本质。
Because we are made in the image of God and that He is righteous, we are already made with righteousness in us.
那这是自然被造的义。
But this is the righteousness that comes from nature.
不是超自然救赎以后的义。
Not the righteousness that transcends nature.
所以这个义是不够的。
This sort of righteousness is not enough.
犯罪以后，
after we have sinned,
我们的原意都被玷污了。
The original righteousness was stained.
亚当犯罪以后，
after Adam had sinned,
罪的本性已经使我们原意受到污染，已经不是干净的了。
The nature of sin has stained us, and we are no longer pure.
所以我们需要在耶稣基督里面重新被称为义。
We need to be made righteous again in Jesus Christ.
但是我们在从基督死里复活的身上领受了上帝所给我们的义。
And in the resurrected body of Jesus Christ, we receive the righteousness of God.
这个义就超过法利赛人的义。
And this righteousness will be beyond that of the Pharisees.
这样的超自然的义，我们才能进上帝的国里面。
We can enter the kingdom of God because of this supernatural righteousness.
从自然的层次来看，许多的基督徒不如法利赛人。
From nature, many Christians are not better than the Pharisees.
但是从超自然层次来看，上帝借着救赎给我们的新的义是超过宗教里面的义的。
But from the supernatural anger, the salvation of God surpasses that of religious righteousness.
以赛亚书第64章告诉我们。
Isaiah chapter 64 says,
我们的义，我们一切的好行为，在上帝的面前如同污秽的破烂的衣服一样。
All our righteousness and good works are but like ragged garment before God.
那里提到两件事情。
There are two things mentioned there.
我们的义如同叶子被吹而枯干。
Our righteousness are like fallen leaves, they were dry and wither.
我们的义如同破旧的衣服一样。
Our righteousness are like broken garments.
所以结果呢，我们这种原有的自然的破损的犯罪以后的人所行的义是不能蒙上帝悦纳的。
And this the righteousness that came from a damaged source cannot be pleasing to God.
所以亚当犯罪以后，
After Adam had sinned,
他就破坏大自然。
He will destroy environment first.
折断了树枝，把叶子当作裙子给自己遮盖。
The first thing he did was to break off a branch to make a clothing.
这就是文化的开始。
This is where culture started.
从那一天开始到今天没有改变的一件事，凡是不穿衣服的都是没有文化的。
From that time till today, one thing has never changed, that the civilized man will always be wearing clothes.
凡是有文化的一定是遮盖他的下体的。
Everywhere where there is a culture, the private parts will be concealed.
无论科学怎么样进步，
no matter how scientific you become,
无论世界的历史怎么样进展，
no matter how history will progress,
这件事是永远没有更改过的事情。
This is one matter that has never changed.
但是很多文化的句子从来没有想，为什么把下体遮盖起来才叫做文化呢？
But many cultural giants have never asked themselves why this is considered cultural.
这个我要引出来，要你好好思想。
I want you to think about this.
这样呢，我们看见上帝对亚当用文化解决犯罪的问题绝对不满意。
But God is not pleased with the methods of Adam trying to solve the problem of sin with culture.
你说罪的问题已经解决了。
But you say the problem of sin has been solved.
我犯罪了。
I have sinned.
我就发现自己是赤身露体的。
Then I discover that I'm naked.
我这里不告诉你亚当犯的罪是性交的罪，我不是。
I'm not telling you that his sin is sexual in nature.
他的罪是从违背上帝的旨意 做了上帝吩咐他不可做的事情而开始的。
And Adam sinned because he had gone against the order of God.
那么他解决罪的办法是什么办法呢？
But his method of solving the problem
就是用对上帝的自然的破坏
is to destroy the nature of God.
对自己遮盖羞辱的这种文过是非
and to try to cover up his shame
用文化的办法解决罪的问题
to solve the problem of sin with the methods of culture
上帝不接受人自己所建立的义
but God would not accept righteousness made by men
上帝不接受人用自己的办法所遮盖的罪的这个行为
or the action of us attempting to cover our sin
上帝说亚当你在哪里
And so God asked Adam, where are you?
你出来
Come forth.
那么上帝用了另外一个办法来解决他犯罪跟羞辱的问题。
And God used another method to solve this sin and shame.
就是为亚当夏娃杀了动物。
God slaughtered an animal.
剥了他的皮。
And took the skin.
让动物无错流血而死。
To let the innocent animal die.
亚当，上帝为他用皮做了衣服。
God made a garment for him from animal skin
来遮盖他的羞辱
to cover his shame
来解决他犯罪的问题
and solve the problem of his sin
所以当亚当在上帝面前的时候
so when Adam was before God
上帝就用皮衣做衣服给他遮盖上了
and God made him a garment made of animal skin
那么你要穿上皮衣有什么办法呢
how would you wear this garment
你一定要先把你那个要枯干的树叶把它脱下来
The first thing you want to do is to get rid of this clothing made of leaves.
脱下旧人，穿上新人。
So you are getting rid of the old and wearing the new.
脱下人本的宗教办法，换上上帝的救赎的方法，这件事就这样启示下来了。
And the Bible revealed to us that we are to get rid of a man-based solution and take on the God-based solution.
人自己的修身养性。
Our own methods.
人用宗教的办法使自己成为义。
When we use religion to make ourselves righteous,
就像亚当用树叶遮盖自己的羞辱的这一种行为一样的。
It is similar to how Adam tried to cover his shame with the leaves.
上帝说不行。
God said no.
我不接受你这一种以自己的办法解决自己犯罪的措施的这一种文化。
I will not accept this sort of culture where you try to solve your own problem.
所以你给我脱下来。
So take it off.
你要承认你的办法是行不通的。
You must admit that your methods will fail.
我已经为你预备了皮的衣服。
But I have prepared for you a garment made of skin.
什么不同呢？
The difference is,
你用叶子编织的衣服，给风一吹就吹掉了。
The clothing made of leaf will be blown away by the wind.
你用叶子所做的衣服，给太阳一晒就晒干了。
When the sun comes forth, the leaves will all wither.
所以文化没有办法解决犯罪的事情。
Culture, therefore, cannot solve the problem of sin.
文化没有办法解决人羞辱的问题。
Culture cannot solve the problem of shame.
我们用许多文化的成就
，We use a lot of cultural accomplishment.
暂时解决我们的犯罪跟羞辱。
For a short period of time, we may solve the problem.
上帝说
，But God says,
我要用太阳的光把它晒干。
I will dry it up with the sun.
我用大风把它吹散。
And I will blow it away with the wind.
这些事情都在以赛亚书六十四章记载下来。
All this can be seen in Isaiah chapter 64.
真正的解决是什么呢？
The true solution.
真正的解释就是你承认你的文化没有办法解决你犯罪的。
It's for us to admit and confess that our culture cannot solve our problem.
所以我为你预备的方法是借助。动物的屎流血来赦免你的罪来遮盖你的羞耻
The methods I prepared for you is through the death of an animal to cover up your sin
所以亚当一定要放掉他自己的义
Adam must let go his own righteousness
接受上帝为他所预备的救赎的义
to receive the salvation of righteousness
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God
以后全本圣经就照着这个方向告诉我们上帝所启示所预备的救恩是怎样的救恩
and then the entire Bible followed this model to tell us about the salvation plan of God
上帝把这个衣服穿在亚当身上的时候
when God placed the garment on Adam
已经有死代替了
death has occurred
已经流血解决了
blood has been shed
亚当是另外领受了一个新的义袍
And Adam has received a garment of righteousness.
因为他要放下他自己借着文化的步骤所建立的公义。
The first thing he has to do is get rid of the righteousness built upon culture.
有人犯罪以后，
after men have sinned,
不是再靠宗教，
we no longer need to follow religion,
不是再靠文化，
or our culture,
不是再靠自己的修身养性，
or to rely on our own best effort,
来解决你已经失去了原意的这件事情。
To solve the problem of losing the original righteousness,
真正解决的办法，
the true solution,
是牺牲，
is sacrifice,
代死，
To die for
救赎
salvation,
流血
bleeding,
这样你就得到赦免，新的义袍就加在你身上。
Then you will have forgiveness and a new coat of righteousness.
所以圣经清楚告诉我们，
The Bible clearly says,
若不流血，罪就不得到赦免。
If blood is not shed, sin will not be forgiven.
若不是基督为我们死，我们就不能得到生命。
If it were not for the death of Jesus Christ, we will have no life.
你看清楚了没有？
Are you clear about this now?
犯罪的是亚当。
Adam was the one who sinned.
而罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death.
所以亚当犯罪，亚当应该死。
Adam should have died.
事实证明，亚当先犯罪，动物先替他死。
But the fact is that he sinned and the animal died.
这表示替代性的牺牲。
It shows us a sacrifice in place.
The sacrifice of substitution. 这种替代性的牺牲。
This sort of substitution,
就是上帝的义领导人的办法。
It is the way God gave us His righteousness.
替代性的牺牲，
a substitution,
是基督教救恩跟福音一个最重要的本质的不同。
It's a very important essence and difference in Christianity.
这是所有宗教所没有的。
This is something that all other faith would not have.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以披戴基督。
To wear Jesus Christ,
这就是上帝的义加在我们身上的意思了。
Is how the righteousness of God will come upon us.
从前我们靠自己。
In the past, we use our own methods.
从前我们用自己的办法。
We use our own strength.
从前我们在自然界解决罪恶的问题。
We want to solve the problem of sin in nature.
上帝说不是的。
But God said no.
我用超自然的办法。
I use supernatural methods.
我用基督降到世界上来。
I use Jesus on earth.
我用基督为你死。
I want Jesus to die for you.
为你流血。
To bleed for you.
为你成就的救恩。
To accomplish salvation for you.
建立起来义加在你的身上。
To build a righteousness upon you.
你才胜过了宗教性的义。
Then you will have victory over religious righteousness.
你才胜过了文化性的义。
And have victory over cultural righteousness.
今天你看见了很多的宗教里面的人。
Today you look at a lot of religious leaders.
因为凭着宗教的规矩，他们已经做了一个圣人了。
They think that they have achieved sainthood by doing the right thing.
许多人在文化里面修身养性，使自己变成一个圣洁的良善的人。
And many people within their cultural pursuits try to make themselves holy.
法利赛人就代表这种人。
The Pharisee would be a representative.
好像他们超过这两种人。
And they do a lot more.
因为法利赛人所领受的是从上帝而来的律法。
Because they have received laws that were from God.
法利赛人所遵行的是律法里面一条一条的要求。
And they have followed all the demands of the laws one by one.
耶稣对门徒这么讲的。
But Jesus said to the disciples,
你们的义如果没有超过法利赛人的义，绝对不能进天国。
Unless your righteousness is greater than that of the Pharisee, you will not enter the kingdom of God.
这个超过的义是什么呢？
How does it become righteous?
就是不再靠自己。
It means you no longer rely on yourself.
不是用自己修身养性的办法。
Not by your best effort.
不是遵循宗教仪式的办法。
Not to follow religious rituals.
乃是把你的罪交到基督的身上。
But to give your sin upon Jesus Christ.
让基督从死里复活，把上帝的义加在你身上。
That after he is resurrected, he will give us the righteousness of God.
你就是重生得救的人。
Then you will be a person who is reborn and saved.
不但领受了新的生命的义。
Not only would you receive the righteousness of the new life.
又把你自己的肢体献给义做供祭。
What you do then is to sacrifice yourself as a tool of righteousness.
顺从圣灵的引导。
And to be obedient to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
真正过一个义人的生活。
And live a righteous life.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们是按照上帝的形象样式造的。
We have been made in the image and likeness of God.
上帝是圣洁公义的上帝。
And because God is holy and righteous.
我们原有的义。
The original righteous.
罪的缘故已经损坏了。
Because of sin, it has been damaged.
所以上帝把基督的义重新赐给我们。
And God gave us the righteousness of Christ once again.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to Him.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
给我们领受了基督的生命。
That after we have received the life of Christ,
我们效法基督的行为。
We will imitate His actions.
我们结出义的果子来。
And we will then bear fruit of righteousness.
顺从圣灵。
To be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
义人的生活。
To live a righteous life.
活出新生命的果子来。
To bear the fruit of the new life. 所以这样，
罪人因信得生，义人就罪人因信称义，义人就因信得生。
The sinner is made righteous through faith, and the faithful will live by faith.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
给我们从今天开始。
From today onwards.
领受了主的生命。
After we receive His life.
跟圣经这些大的原则。
Following all these important principles of the Bible.
我们过一个正直的生活。
Let us live a life that's upright.
过一个公正的生活。
A life that is fair.
过一个顺从真理的生活。
A life that is obedient to the truth.
过一个对罪威严的生活。
A life that is stern to a sin.
过一个要求自己在圣洁中间的生活。
A life that demands of ourselves in holy living.
来荣耀上帝的名。
To glorify His name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.